Today she is Masechta Menachos Daf Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Vav Amud Beis, 10 lines from the top, Amar Rav. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Zor should come into the Zor, did the Kemitza Yachzer. He should, since he wasn't supposed to do it, he should just put it right back. Ask the Gemara of Anan, Posel Tanan. Ask the Gemara, didn't we just learn in the Mishnah, at the end of our previous Shir, that if a Zor does deep Kemitza, it's disqualified? Answers the Gemara, my posel, what does that mean? Posel at sheyachzer. It's only disqualified until it's put back and we start all over again. Ask the Gemara, yochai hayin ben b'seira. So that's the exact same thing as ben b'seira said. So what's the difference between the Tanakam and ben b'seira? Says the Gemara, actually, idi isl kaimitz b'einei. If the kemitza was done improperly, the entire list that we learned in the Mishnah. But it's still here. Suggest the Gemara, Lepliga Rabbana Leida Ben Beseira. There is no disagreement. Everybody agrees, just put it back and start all over again. Kipligi, when is there Machlaikis? The Chasa Kometz, where the Chometz was no longer here. It was taken improperly, and it's no longer available. Rabbanan, Savri, Rabbanan hold that that carbon mincha can no longer be rectified. Ben Beseira Sover, Ben Beseira on the other hand holds, you could just bring a new amount of flour, put it back into the original keli, and rectify it that way. And as the Rishonim explained, what would be the machlokes? According to the Rabbanan, when you have all of the ingredients of the mincha in the keli, they all become kadosh. So if part of them become missing, that can't be rectified. Ben Beseira, on the other hand, holds that the Karban Mincha doesn't get the kedusha until a proper kemitza is done. And here, as we've been learning, proper kemitza hasn't been done. So just bring new flour and start all over again. Ask the Gemara, fine. So what we're learning now is that Rav is telling us that we follow the opinion of Ben Beseira. The Ben Beseira is makel that not only if you took out the kemitza improperly could you put it back, but Ben Beseira is even more makel that you could bring new flour. But ask the Gemara, if that is the opinion of Ben Beseira, let's understand what he says in the Mishnah. Yachi Ben Beseira, I mean Yachzer, Ben Beseira just says that you should put back what you took out improperly. Shouldn't the Mishnah have said something even more fundamental? Ben Beseira says in the Mishnah, put back the flour that you took out improperly and then do it right. The Mishnah should have said, ask the Gemara, that Ben Beseira, yachsir, v'yav mitach mebeis v'yamlani, you can even bring new flour. The Mishnah should have told us even a bigger chiddush that you can bring new flour if that is indeed the opinion of Ben Beseira. So therefore, because of this question, the Gemara goes back. And Ben Beseira is only speaking about a case where you still have the original flour. Where there Ben Beseira said you could put it back, and Rabbanan disagree. So we go back to our original question of the Shir. So then what is Rav teaching us? Answers the Gemara, Chikama Rav. Rav, who's stating his opinion, is actually saying, telling us how to understand the opinion of Ben Beseira. Ask the Gemara, Pshita. Rav isn't telling us anything. We learned the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you did the kemitza improperly, you could put it back in. And that's exactly what Ben Beseira said. What is Rav adding that we wouldn't know otherwise? Answers the Gemara, Madutema. Were we not to have Rav, we would think, Atanoi Kamachshu Ben Beseira. You know when Ben Beseira is lenient, Ela B'Smol, when the Kemitza, what made the Kemitza disqualified, the fact that it was done with the left hand. Av B'Shar Sulin, other disqualifications, Loi, Ben Beseira will not dispute the Rabbanan, Kamashmalan, that's what Rav comes to teach us, that it makes no difference what the disqualification is, it could be always rectified. Ask the Gemara, why if we didn't have Rav's statement, would we think that we're only speaking about the disqualification of the left hand? Why would we think that that is the weakest disqualification? Maishna small. Why would we think that Ben Beseir is limiting his leniency to when the kmitza was done with the left hand? Says the Gemara, the Ashkelon hechsher b'yom kippurim. Because we see that the left hand sometimes is kosher for the avodah. When, as we learned in Masechta Yuma, when the Kohen Gadol took the k'tiris into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he took the coals in his right hand and the k'tiris in his left hand. So we see that the left hand is at times considered a valid avodah. So we would think, says the Gemara, only in that avodah is Beseira lenient that it could be redone nowhere else. Reb Chaim Brisker asks a question that actually when we learn the halachas of the k'tiris, we'll learn that the k'tiris that was done every day was done with the left hand. So why is the Gemara singling out the k'tiris of Yom Kippur? So Reb Chaim says that although whenever the k'tiris was done, they used the left hand, there it isn't because it's part of the avodah to do in the left hand. The halacha is that since you can't do it easily only with your right hand, you can have your left hand help you. Whereas on Yom Kippur, the halacha requires that it be done with the left hand. In fact, I saw a Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says it's hard to figure out it could be done. Let's say somebody would be able to do all of the avodah of the k'tiris and kippur just with his right hand. It would be disqualified. Because the Torah requires, says Reb Chaim Brisker, that you must use your left hand. And that's why the Gemara chooses Yom Kippur's left hand. So we would think that Mamaser is limiting his opinion to the left hand. That's why the Gemara says, come on. That's why Rav has to teach us that no. Then Mabesera's rule applies by all disqualifications. Ask the Gemara, if that's how we're understanding Ben Beseira, so Zar Nami, by a Zar, which is one of the other cases, that we need Rav to teach us that Ben Beseira will still be Mekel, Ashkelon Hechsher B'Shchita. We know that Allah is that a Zar may do the Shchita, so we see that a Zarus is also an Avoida for which there is a leniency. Answers the Gemara, that isn't the proof that Zarus is a leniency. Why? Shchita lav avoidehi. Shchita is not considered an avoidah. Therefore, you can't bring a ride from Shchita. Rashi says, what's the ride that Shchita is not an avoidah? The fact that it can be done by a Zar, which Taisa says is sort of circular reasoning. And that's why Taisa says the reason Shchita is not an avoidah, because you don't only have to shecht the behemoth if you want to bring it for a carbon. If you want to eat a behemoth, you also have to shecht it. Ask the Gemara, can you indeed say that shchita is not an avoida? Vam Rav Zeira Amarav, shchita para, the shchita of the para aduma, bizar psula. If it's done by a zar, it's possible. Vam Rav Allah, and Rav explained why. Because a lazar, the Torah said that who should do the shchita the para aduma, a lazar, and who was the kind god of a chukah. And the Torah uses the word chukah. We know whatever the Torah uses the word chukah, the Torah means it must be done that way. The chukah sibay. So how can you say that it's not an avoida? Answers the Gemara, you can't bring a rye from the para aduma, because shani para the kachabed the kabayasi. Para only has a kedushas adamim, not kedushas aguf. Ask the Gemara, just the opposite. V'lav kodachinhu, so we should make the following kalvachoymer. If para aduma, which is only kachabed the kabayas, bar kuhuna, the Torah requires kuhuna, kachim is bayach, which is a higher level of kedusha, loy bar kuhuna. So, on the contrary, why could shchita be done by a zar? Therefore, says the Gemara, we have to understand this entire concept differently. Amar Shesh Breder of Idi, midi to have a maris begun. Just like we learn that the halach is, if a person or a home is affected by tzaras, that the halach is that you're certainly not dealing with an avoida, and yet bo kahuna. So what we see from here is that there are certain circumstances. that are certainly not an avoida, but still require kahuna. What are examples? Paraduma and Nagon. And therefore, Shechita indeed is not an avoida. This din of Paraduma is a special chukah, it's a special rule that the Torah required. Interesting machloikas achroinim that I saw. Now the Gemara has equated the halacha of Paraduma, the Shechita of the Paraduma, and the halacha of Maris Nagoyim, that they're special rules. The Torah actually says that they travel together. What will be the halacha? We certainly need a kohen. Will the kohen need to wear the big day kahuna when he does the shechitas paraduma or he does maris nagon? So it's machlokes achroinim. The stipple suggests part of the kuna requirement means that the kohen is wearing the big day kahuna. So the stipple says they would have to wear the big day kahuna. The gvur sari disagrees. So we're still where we are. Ask the Gemara, why can we learn that Zar, the fact that a Zar could do the Avoida, is a proof that it's not such a serious issue, because we see by Bama, the Koyin, that a Zar could do the Avoida. And if you'll argue, that we don't learn halachas from the Bama. And very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, why wouldn't we learn from the Bama? Because Bamas were permitted even before the Kohanim were designated. So that's why you can't bring a Raya, because there was no issue of Kohuna yet. So Taisus asks, it's a very relevant question for us that we just finished learning Masechta Zvachim, that we know there were periods in the history where Bamas were Mutter before Aaron, and after Aaron and his children were appointed Kohanim in Gilgal at a Noiva Givin. So what's Pshat and Rashi? So I sort of make the Shtovitz as a beautiful Pshat and Rashi. He explains as follows. In the periods of history of Noiva Givin, for example, there was a Bama Ketana, there were Bama Ketanas, and the Bama Tzibur. So yes, a Zor could do the avoid in the Bama Ketana. But one would be able to argue that because there was that Bama doesn't really count. You have the Bama Tzibur, and in the Bama Tzibur, only a Kohen could do the Avoida. So we don't have a Raya that a Zor could do the Avoida. But in the period of history before Bamas were Mutter, before the Mishkan, that there was no concept of a Bama Ketana and Bama Gedayla, and yet a Zor could do the Avoida. So we see that a Zor has connection to the Avoida. And therefore, just like we're saying that it's obvious that the Bebeseira's ruling applies by small, it should also be obvious that it applies by Zar. V'chitayma, and if you'll say, Mibama lo yalpin, we don't learn from Bama because it's a different period in history, as we just explained. V'tanya, we learned the Gemara Masech Tzvachim. Menayin liyotze, we know that if a carbon is taken out of the Azar, it becomes possible. But we also spent a lot of time learning Masech Tzvachim, that many times when a carbon becomes possible, the halacha is ola lo yerid. If it's put on the mizbeach, it shouldn't be put down. Says the Gemara, v'tanya, the Gemara Masech Tzvachim says, menayin liyotze, how do you know if a carbon was taken out of the Azara, shim ola, if it was put on the mizbeach, which it shouldn't have happened, lo yerid, it should remain there. Shere yotze kosh b'bana. So we see we do learn from the Bama. So just like we learned the halacha of yotze from a Bama, we should also learn from a Bama the halacha of Azar. And that's not the source how we know the halacha of Olala Yerid by Yotze. Way we know it is Azois Teres Ha'ayla Samach. The Teres Azois Teres Ha'ayla, that if you put it on the Mizbeach, it should remain there. Ella, so we're back to where it started. So what is the Gemara teaching us? That if we only had Ben Beseira, we would think that Ben Beseira is lenient only when the improper kamitza was done with the left hand. But other disqualifications, the Mesera will agree with the Rabbanon, tells us Rav that no. El Tamid Hashmina Rav, only because Rav explains Ben Mesera this way, do we know to understand that that is his opinion. Harav Hachi, were we not to have Rav? Have Aminu, we would indeed say, B'Shah P'sulim Pasul Ben Mesera. Ben Mesera holds his din by all disqualifications. Ask the Gemara, V'tanya we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, Machshah, Rabbi Mesera, B'kol Apsulim Kulon. Mesera says it doesn't make a difference what the disqualification is, if it could be rectified. V'tanya, And the Braisa continues. The Pasuk says, Mekametz Misham. So the Tanakam explains, Memrakam, and we'll explain this more in future Shurim, Mimokam Shiragle Azar Andas, that the Kemitza could take place in the 11 Amos, that even though Karmen Mincha is Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kemitza could take place in the 11 Amos where Yisraelim may stand in the Azara. That's the opinion of the Tanakama, what we learn from the Kant Misham. But B'Sei Reimer, Menayim Shem Kometz B'Smol. How do we know that the Kemitza was done on the left hand? Shiyachzer V'yachzer V'yikvitz B'Yamin. Then the B'Sei Reimer says you could do it over. Tamalaymer, the Kometz Misham, M'makim Shem Kometz Kvar. The Kivin, the cross Tamiksibah. What's the Pasuk saying according to Ben Becerra? Even if the Kemitza was done improperly, it could be rectified. So Mali Smol, Mali Shah Psulim. So the Brice already teaches me that according to Ben Becerra, it makes no difference what the disqualification is. So I'm back to where he started. What do we need Rav to teach us? So Mefarshim asked the obvious question. Who says Rav knew this Brice? Maybe he wasn't aware of this braisa. So I saw two answers to that question. A Tana is, the Mefarshim explained, a Meir is supposed to know about every Mishnah. He's not required to know every braisa. So I saw two turrets to this question. One turret I saw is that this was a famous braisa that everybody knew. Another turret is, let's learn the braisa again. The braisa isn't just saying an explanation of Ben Becerra's opinion. The braisa is saying, where does Ben Becerra take his opinion from? From the words, Mekametz Misham. So they're quoting a pasuk. So this is elementary and basic to understanding Ben Becerra. Rav must have known this. So now we have a question. So it's basic to have Ben Becerra's opinion that any disqualification can be rectified. So what is Rav coming to teach us? Answers the Gemara. El Hakamashma. Rav is coming to teach us. Mekametz Afilu Kiddush. That not only if the Kemitza was done improperly, but even if the Kemitza was then followed up by putting into Kli Sharis, according to Ben Becerra, it could still be rectified. Alufuki Mahani Tanai, which is unlike the Tanoim, the Tanya Rabbi Yosi ben Yosi, the Tanya Rabbi Yosi ben Yosi ben Yisayin, for Rabbi Yehuda Nachman Amru, that when is Ben Becerra lenient? B'medvar Murim Shekimetz V'Lakidish, that the Kemitza was done improperly, but it wasn't put into the Kli Sharis. Av Kiddush, if it was put into the Kli Sharis, even Ben Becerra will hold that it's possible. Ikadamri, others say that actually Rav is coming to teach us a chumra. The kometzin, only if the kometzin was done improperly, that's when Ben Becerra holds it can be rectified. However, kiddushloi, once it was put into the klisharis, even Ben Becerra will agree that it's no longer rectifiable. Kaman, whose opinion is that? Kahani tenoi. It's like Rabbi Yossi ben Yassayin, Rabbi Yehuda ben Nachman, Lefuki mitanakama, unlike the Tanakama who holds that according to Ben Becerra, you could always rectify it. Ask the Gemara, Maskler of Nachman, Maikos Savri Hani Tanoim. These Tanoim that are differentiating according to Ben Becerra, that if they did a disqualified Kmitza, but it wasn't yet put into the Klisharis, it could be rectified. But if it was put into the klisharis, it can't be rectified. Let's understand. If we're going to say that the fact that it was done by psulim makes it disqualified, it should make a difference if they put it into the klisharis. The fact that they did it, they disqualified it. If, on the other hand, they are of the opinion, and it's a meaningless act, so therefore, even if they do put it into klisharis, what's the difference? It got rectified by doing it right. Hadamar Rav Nachman, then Rav Nachman said to explain their opinion. Loyal Mavoidihi. The avoid of apostle is an avoider. And therefore, if he did it, it makes the Karmel Mincha disqualified. However, says Rav Nachman in explaining the opinion of these Tanoim, who are explaining the opinion of Ben Becerra, it's not considered an avoider Adav Matli Kli, until it's put into Kli Sharis. Ask the Gemara, Gevaldig Akasha. What are we saying now, according to Ben Becerra? That if the Kemitz was done by someone who's disqualified, and not only did he do it, but he also put it into Kli Sharis, then that can't be rectified. So ask the Gemara, let's think about it. So what are we telling the person who did the disqualified klisha kmitza? Put it back into the first keli. And what is the first keli? A klisharis. And we're learning that if you put it into a klisharis, it can't be saved anymore, according to Bebeseira. Ask the Gemara. Yehocha feel a white kiddush. Even if they didn't put it back into the second keli, even if they put it into the second keli. However, when they put it back into the first keli, kiddush v'lifso, it should become permanently disqualified according to Ben Beseira. Answers the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Why is this not a concern? Zoy Samaris, from here we see. Klisharas emekachem el medas. You have to have intention. And here, they didn't have any intention. So a number of points to be made here. The Rosh actually says that even though we're beginning now a sugya, klisharas, if you need das or you don't need das, says the Rosh, that's only in a situation like ours, where it's being returned by somebody who's not a kohen, by somebody who's disqualified. Certainly, the Rosh is a different verse. Only when they don't have any specific kavana. But if they have a feirish kavana, that it shouldn't become kaddish, the halachic term for that is epech kavana, everybody will agree that it won't become kaddish. So the question on the Rosh is, why doesn't the Gemara say that teretz? Other Rishonim ask, why did the Gemara say that you know who put it back? Yes, if the disqualified person would put it back into the first keli, you'd have a problem. But you know who put it back? A kohen put it back. That would be a good answer. So I saw two answers to that question. One teretz is the posh pshat ben beseira seems to say yachsur v'yachsur means that the person who took it out, he returns it, not a kohen. Another say even if a kohen would put it back, it wouldn't help. Why wouldn't it help? Because they explain that once it was taken out by a disqualified individual, it doesn't make a difference who puts it back. Tysus says that this issue that we're talking about, klisharas mikachem midas loy midas, is only an issue like our Gemara, where the person putting it back is a Yisrael, is a person who's disqualified. By a kohen who puts it back, it makes no difference. And I saw a gevaldige tshuva from the Marsham based on this. So what do we see from Tosfos, says the Marsham? It makes a difference if something was done properly or improperly, how the halacha goes further. In our world, there isn't that much of a shaila anymore. But in the times of the Marsham, even much later, the way printing was done, they used to have these plates. They used to put the words on. Now the question is, let's say somebody's printing a sefer with Hashem's name. They used to reuse the plates. Could they erase Hashem's name? You're not allowed to erase Hashem's name. Says the Marsham, based on Tosfos, Chap, that when Hashem's name was written on the plates, number one, nobody intended to write Hashem's name with the Kedusha. Number two, they used to write it used to be put on there with a mirror image. So you see that it doesn't have, and our Gemara says when something's not done properly, it doesn't have the same concept as when it's done properly. So then it doesn't have the Kedusha of Hashem and it could be erased. But back to our Gemara. So here we're seeing that since they didn't have an intention to put it into the keli, that's why it doesn't become kaddish. They didn't put it in to become kaddish. Ask the Gemara, but this is really the subject of a question. But Rabbi Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, kli sharas mashi yakachu psulim l'chatchila likarif. If you put something possible into the kli sharas without the intention of being magdashit, can you bring it as a carbon? Vamalei. Ein mekachim. So you see that you don't need das. Amalei. Ein mekachim l'karev. To bring it as a carbon, certainly you have to have das. But here we're not talking about for carbon. Here we're talking about l'posel. It could be that you don't need das. So if you don't need das, we're back to our problem. As soon as these disqualified people put it back into the keli, it's in a klisharis. And we're learning that these tanam hold, that if even the Messiah will agree that if the disqualified koimitz was put back into a keli, it cannot be rectified. So therefore the Gemara comes up with a different solution. Rav Amram Amak Yagon Shechzir Labisa Gedusha. He put it into a keli that is heaping, and therefore he didn't put it into the keli. Ask the Gemara, Ella, if
this was a keli from which kamitza was done, and the halach is that the kamitza has to be done from the interior of the keli. It can't be a heaping keli, because then the kamitza wouldn't be done properly. Answers the Gemara. Ella, kigach shechzir l'gbeisa tefufa. It's not over the rim, it's exactly the rim. V'kim the kamitz, but ask the Gemara. So we have a keli that started with everything up to the rim of the keli. But now ask the Gemara, when the kamitza was done, so avad leguma, obviously there's a hole from where that flower was removed. And therefore ask the Gemara, kimahad l'gavei, when this disqualified individual puts the flower back into the keli, v'kimahad l'gavei the monaka mahadalei. So back to where we started. He's putting it back into a kli sharis. And these tanoim hold, if he put it into a kli sharis, it remains permanently disqualified. Answers the Gemara. Mechimahadle monachle adafna de mona. What he does is as follows. We have here, let's understand, a keli, for which was full to flower till the rim. The person who did the kamitza, the disqualified individual who did the kamitza, took it out from the middle. But when this person is returning the kamitza, he's not putting it back into the middle. He's putting it on the side. So when he's putting it on the sides are filled up to the rim. So he's not putting it into the keli. And now somebody comes and gives the keli a shuckle, and the thing falls into that hole. So it doesn't turn out that he put it into the hole. It was an indirect action. Let's read the words of the Gemara. Mechim hadalei, when he puts the kamitza back onto the keli, manachle adaft in the money. He puts it on the side, on top of the rim. And then he gives the keli a shake. And it falls into the hole. But not that he directly put it into the hole. The nasakimishkusarikaf, it's not considered his act. It's considered like a monkey did it because he didn't put it directly into the hole. So, the mefarshim make a number of very important points. One point they say, is, but didn't we learn a sugya masechta zvachim about aver keli? So when he put it on the side, he put it on the aver keli. And we learned the sugya, the aver keli keli. So Farshim answered that this is not considered aver keli. Aver keli has to be in the interior. The way we explain, it's above the interior. It's completely above. There is no issue of aver keli. But now, there's a famous shayla in halacha about koichai. If I cause something to happen, is it considered my act? That's exactly what happened here. He didn't put it into the hole. He put it on the side, and then he gave it a shuckle. So isn't that koichai? In halacha, there's a question of koichai is considered my act. It's primarily very much discussed by mishimatzes, for example. And here we see that the Gemara is considering koichai not your act. And the Chazon Ish already asks that in all areas of halacha, we consider koichai your act, certainly l'chumra. So how will we understand this Gemara? Answers the Chazon Ish that even if in all areas of halacha, we considered koichai your act, here the Torah requires that in order for Kiddush Keli to be applicable, you have to put it into the hole. Anything less is not considered your act, and even Koichai will not be adequate. Which is actually a discussion in the Paiskim. When do we consider Koichai your act, and when do we consider Koichai not your act? So the Paiskim make the following distinction. They say sometimes what the Torah is focused is on the result. And sometimes the Torah is focused on the act. Where the Torah is focused on the result, koichai is considered your act. Where the Torah is focused not on the result, but on the maisa, koichai is not considered a maisa. Amalei, Yemil Reb Zera, why doesn't the Gemara give a different question, Teretz? V'lukma, shekazira l'kli hamunach al gav karka, that he put it back into the keli when it was still on the floor. Ella, and the Gemara is suggesting, which is going to become the sugi that we're going to learn, that kamitza has to be done strictly when the kohen is holding the keli, not when it's on the floor. Says the Gemara, the fact that the Gemara didn't give this teretz seems to be a raya. The kohen meklisha gavakarka, we could do kamitza or return it back into the keli that's on the karka, and it won't become disqualified. Amalei, so he said to him, actually, it's actually a question. Says the Gemara, interesting story. Rav Imi Tani Menachas Bei Rav Chisda. Rimi learned Masecht Menachas in the Yeshiva of Chisda. Stops the Gemara. Rav Imi Bei Rav Chisda Tani? that Avimi learned by Rav Chisda. Vam Rav Chisda said, "Klafi tabi bali ma'avimi." I got a lot of pech. I got a lot of spanking from my Rebbe Avimi, Allah the Hashmatza, because of this Gemara. Because the Gemara discusses that sometimes the property of Yisoymim has to be sold by Bezdin. But we want to get the Yisoymim the most that we can for their property. So we have to do a chroza. We have to make an announcement that we're selling. So we have a stira. One b'raisa says, Bala Hachris. One b'raisa says it's for 30 days. One b'raisa says it's 60 days. So Avimi answered, Bala Hachris Ratufim, if you're announcing it for consecutive days, Lama Yoyim, 30 days is enough. Sheni v'chamishi, but if you do it every Monday and Thursday, Samach Yoyim, then you have to do it for 60 days. So Farshim explained what happened here. So some explain that Avimi asked the question, and Avimi gave this answer, and Rav Chisda told his Rebbe, you know, your answer is a good answer. So Avimi got offended. This Torah is good and everything else I said is not. So that's why Bali Tuvi, he got a lot of pech. You don't talk to your Rebbe that way. The Chida also says that you can't explain that Avimi, Rav Chisda was a full-fledged Talmud. He must have been a Talmud chover of Avimi. What's the Raya? Because he was a full-fledged Talmud, he wouldn't have called him Avimi. He would have called him Rav Avimi. But we're back to the question. Here we see clearly that Rav Chisda learned by Avimi. So how does the Gemara say that Avimi learned Menachas by Rav Chisda? Says the Gemara, Avimi Masechtas Akrele. Avimi forgot Masechta Menachas. Vasa Kameid Rav Chisda Letkuri. So he went to Rav Chisda to remind him what he forgot. Letkuri Gamri. He went to him that he should remind him what he forgot. Asked the Gemara, if Avimi is the Rebbe, and he needs Rav Chisda to remind him, so why not Velishlech Levelaisa Legabei? That Rav Chisda should come to Avimi. Answers the Gemara, Sova Hochim Stein Nosotvei. From here he thought that if he'll go to Rav Chisda, he'll have more Siyata Deshmaya to remember. And as Rashi quotes, because the Gemara is based on the famous concept of Yigatu Mitzoso Tamin. You have to work to learn. And the Mefarshim explained, Yugata Mitzosa, the way to understand Yugata Mitzosa, they explain, is Yugata Mitzosa doesn't just mean that if I want to understand the Gemara, I have to work on understanding the Gemara. Yugata Mitzosa means everything that you have to do to learn. And if going to your Talmud, which is embarrassing, that's also included in the Yegias HaTorah, that you should have success. And they explain, otherwise, how could Avimi waste his time to go to his Talmud? Isn't it better that he should be learning at that time? No, what we see from here is that the key to success in learning is being miyagei in learning. And without the yagiya, you cannot be successful. Reb Aaron Kotler, in the Mishnah of Aaron, has a very interesting approach how to understand this. Reb Aaron Kotler explains that there's a haftacha from Hashem, that if somebody will be meyageya in learning, somebody's going to harv in learning, he's going to toil in learning, he will be successful. That's what Avimi understood, and that's why he went to Rav Chisda. Famous vart from the Gra. The Gra says, what pshat, Rav Aaron's also trying to answer this question, but see means something that you found. What does it mean you found? We just said you worked for it, so you didn't just find it, but see means something you find without working towards it. So according to Rav Aaron, because once you work, even if you wouldn't be able to understand, it's like a mitzvah. It's a special schar that Hashem makes you understand the Gemara. But the Gra has a very different approach. The Gra's approach is, we know that the Gemara says, I think it's Gemara Masechet Nida, that while a child is in his mother's womb, Milan Maisa Kala Torah Kula, he learns all of the Torah, but right before he exits, the Malach gives him a clap and he forgets everything. The Talmud who's miyagei in Torah, matzah. That Torah that he forgot, that he learned in his mother's womb, that's how it comes back to him. By miyagei in Torah. The first one say, the Pasuk says, Hoy kol tzomei l'chul amayim, eimayim el Torah. Kol tzomei, if you're thirsty,
and you want to learn Torah, l'chu, you have to go to the Torah. You have to work on understanding it. Otherwise, you can't have success. But back to our Gemara. Pagabei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman met Avimi. Amalei, Keitza Kaimtsi. How is Kamitza done? Amalei Mekliza. So many Pshatim and Rishonim, what does it mean Mekliza? Some say the point was that a keli doesn't have to be anointed, that it should be kosher for Kamitza. Others say that it was a wood keli, and he was teaching him that even a wood keli can be used for Kamitza. And others say that Pshat was, they just wanted to show him to say that Kamitza. Amalei, V'chi Kaimtza Meklisha Gabakarka. Is, may kamitza be done from a keli that's on the floor? Amalei, the magbalei kain, that the kain taka has to pick it up. Keitza mekatshim es menachas. How do we make the menachas kadosh? That means after you take out the kamitza, what do you do? Amalei, so again he says, the nice little klize, you put it into a keli like this, into klisharis. So again he asked them, the chimikatshim eklisha gabakarka, is it permissible to do it by just putting it into a keli that's on the floor? Amalei, the magbali kain. Indeed, a kain has to be holding it. Amalei, im kain hitztrachta gimel kahanim. You need one kain to pick it up before the kamitza is done, one kain to do the kamitza, and another kain to put it into the klisharis. Amalei, v'tei tzrich yud gimel katamid. So what? We find we're going to learn mesecta tamid that in the bringing the carbon tamid, you needed 13 kohanim. So, according to this, kamitza has to be done from a keli that's not on the karka. Eisvei asked the Gemara, the Brisa says, Gza klau, kolak kaimus for nice makli. Hamoylech v'amakdir, lechel dovishtaka lechbel. All the people that do this with a machsheves pigle, the carbon becomes pigle. Vila, magbir like tani. But the way we're learning now, the person who picks up the keli is crucial to the avoid of the kamitza. Answers the Gemara, Tana say the avoid is nokat, v'lay say the kahanim. Avada, kamitza hagbah is crucial. But that's not the focus of that brisa. So according to this, at this point we're learning, the Rishonim explain, that the person who picks up the keli is an essential part of the avoid of the karbon mincha, and since he's essential, therefore he can make it into pigle. Just to reshine the debate, how do we understand this Gemara? We always know there are four avoiders by a carbon, and we spoke at the beginning of the Masechta that there are four corresponding avoiders by mincha. So now we have five, that's a summary Rishonim learned. Others say that the magbia is subsumed in the category of the mekabel and the moilach. Says the Gemara, by my name, Rav Sheshes, ma'al le'mikmetz b'klish al-gabakarka. Are we allowed to do kamitza from a keli that's on the floor? Amalei, pukhazi, ma avdalaga. Let's go see how the kamitza was done on the lechem upon him, which, as we're going to learn, is a form of a mincha. What happened was, arba kohanim nichnasim, four kohanim would go into the beis hamikdash, shneim biyodam beis darim, two of them carrying two rolls of lechem upon him, v'shneim biyodam shnei bezichim, and two of them carrying the two spoons with levana in them. And there were already four kahanim before them. Shnayim, litel shnei sedarim, two to take out the two rolls of bread that were there from the week before. Beis litel beis bezichin, and two to take the two spoons that were there from last week. Vilu, magbir as a shulchan, loiktani. Doesn't speak about anybody picking up the table. Now, if I said a moment ago, the lechem upon him is a form of a carbon mincha that there's no debate over. If we're learning that whenever you're working on a carbon mincha, it has to be, the keli has to be picked up, so why doesn't the Mishnah over there also mention the person who picked up the shulchan? Lav amrit. So it's elmai, it must be a raya, that you don't have, that kamitza can be done even if the keli is on the floor, says the Gemara. Just like we said a moment ago, lav amrit hosam, say the avodas nakat. We're speaking about the avoiders, we're not speaking about the kohanim. Hoch nami say the avoiders nokat. We're only speaking about the avoiders, but we're not speaking about the kohanim. Ask the Gemara, how could you compare? Midami, hosl my nokas the minyatah and the kohanim. In the previous brisa, we weren't counting kohanim.
So we could say we're only speaking about the important avoiders, and we're not focusing on anything else. Hacha, nachas l'minyan de kahanim. But this price is mentioning the specific numbers, how many kahanim are needed to be involved. Im isa, listening matbiya. If it's required that we should have a kohen who lifts off the shulchan, he should certainly have been mentioned as in the count of kahanim. El shma avinah, from here we must learn the kohen from a keli shogah b'karka, the yed kmitzah is done from a keli that's on the karka. Shma avinah. Amalai, amarav, pshitali, kmitzah m'klisha shogah b'karka. I'll bring you another ride that kmitzah could be done from a keli that's in the karka. Shekein, mitzina b'sila b'zikin. Every week, they took off the spoons of Levoina that were on top of the Shulchan. Mekatchen, Mincha, Beklish al Gabakarka. Shekei Metzinu, Metzid Bezichen. So here we see that Kemitza could be done with a Keli off the Karka. Why? Because every week they took off the spoons, which is corresponding to the act of the Kemitza, even though the Shulchan was on the table. Or, and similarly, they put the noob spoons, which is similar to putting the kaimitz into a kli sharis when the shulchan was on the table. Ask the Gemara. By Rava, kiddush kaimitz mai, putting the kaimitz into the kli sharis mai. We'll stop here. We'll stop here. Thank you.